Has your get up and go gotten up and gone? Maybe you're experiencing a season in life that my mom used to call feeling punk. It isn't a season of simply feeling tired, but of feeling weary. There's a difference. Being tired mostly affects the body. Being weary mostly affects the soul. Tiredness is largely physical. Weariness is largely spiritual. It's that feeling that hits you when it seems like your get up and go is gone. And you can't simply will yourself to snap out of it, to buck up and carry on your daily life with your past or usual vim and vigor. Unlike tiredness of body, which leaves you feeling worn out, weariness of spirit leaves you feeling worn down. Well, the psalmist knows exactly what you're going through. In Psalm 42 and 43, he says to himself, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" He's no stranger to knowing what it feels like to be weary and anxious. He's feeling cut off from God, bereft of his presence as he laments his forced separation from Jerusalem, the place where God has chosen to make his throne. His sense of distance from God and the presence of his enemies all around him causes him to cry out to God. What is causing your feelings of being downcast and disturbed? Perhaps even feeling cut off from God and bereft of his comforting presence. Relationship trouble? Health trouble? Money trouble? Or maybe it's disappointment, loneliness, failed hopes and dreams, unmet expectations, feeling unappreciated, misunderstood. Or perhaps it's a profound sense of your own limitations and recognition of your own mortality. Whatever the reason, whatever the cause, you find yourself able to echo the lament of the psalmist. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" But the psalmist doesn't stop there, and neither should you. He doesn't let himself remain stuck in the swamp of despair, nor does he wallow in the pit of despondency. He knows there's a way out, an antidote to feeling downcast, and that is to upcast his perspective from himself and his circumstances to focusing on the one who is greater than himself and his circumstances. The one who is in fact working in his life and through his circumstances to accomplish that which is good for him. And so in answer to his own question, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" he encourages himself by telling himself, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." You can do the same and should. In your own sleepless night watches, when weariness overwhelms and you feel despondent of spirit, broken of heart, bereft of hope, determined to follow the example of the psalmist and put your hope in God and praise Him. To exit the swamp of despair and to extricate himself from the weeds of despondency, he intentionally remembers all the ways God has proven faithful to him in the past, giving him ample reason to trust him in the present. That's why he's confident that he will yet again praise God, for he knows him as his Savior and his God. And so do you. When it comes to getting through the downcast seasons and of weariness that beset you, practice the upcast of the psalmist, who turns his eyes heavenward to the one who, as he says in the 23rd Psalm, restores my soul. The prophet Isaiah also reminds us in chapter 40, 30, and 31, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Does your strength need to be renewed, your soul restored? Then take to heart these words from Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, where he says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." J.R. Miller writes, "Life often does not feel like the exhilarating image of soaring eagles. Our relentless duties and tasks weigh us down and we can't seem to get off the ground. But they can be just the thing God uses to lift us up and carry us heavenward. There is no burden too heavy that when lifted cheerfully with love in our hearts will not become a blessing to us. God intends for our tasks to be our helpers. To refuse to bend our shoulders to carry a load is to miss a new opportunity for growth. On them, we can then rise and soar toward God, our divine helper and burden bearer." Like the psalmist, Isaiah provides the strategy for weary travelers in life to keep going, to carry on, to press through, to stay the course, to see the journey of life through to the end. It's by putting our hope in God, by waiting on Him and by praising Him, confident that He is our divine companion through life, the God who will never leave us nor forsake us, and to whom we are eternally yoked. There's a wonderful legend concerning the so-called quiet years of Jesus, the years prior to his public ministry. The legend claims that Jesus, the carpenter, was one of the master yoke masters in the Nazareth area. People would come from miles around for a yoke hand-carved and crafted by the son of Joseph. When customers arrived with their team of oxen, Jesus would spend considerable time measuring the team, their height, the width, the space between them, the size of their shoulders. Within a week, the team would be brought back, and he would carefully place the newly made yoke over the shoulders, watching for rough places, smoothing out the edges, and fitting them perfectly to this particular team of oxen. The yoke Jesus invites you to take upon your shoulders is one that will fit you perfectly. It will bring rest to your weary soul. For it's one he's made exactly to fit his will for your life and your heart. His yoke will not rub you raw so that you are unable to wear it, or cause you such wounds or sores of spirit that he's unable to heal you. Nor will wearing his yoke ever cause you to stumble and fall so that you cannot get up. For his yoke is designed for two, the two of you. And just as animals that are yoked together work more effectively than either animal could do alone, and the yoke keeps the animal facing the same direction forward, and the yoke helps them to share the weight of the load and keeps them walking in step with each other, so too being yoked to Jesus will make you more effective in doing his work in the world. It will keep you moving in the same direction as Jesus, forward. As your divine yoke partner, he will carry the weight of whatever load you must carry. And wearing his yoke will keep you walking in step with him, giving rest to your weary soul. When you're yoked to Christ, you have his assurance that you are never alone. You have his strength to carry your burdens, and his peace that passes all understanding to sustain and uphold you. Wearing the yoke of Christ was never meant to be a solo venture. And trying to do so will only ensure you will become weary. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light." Do not be misled by the word easy, for its root word in Greek speaks directly of the tailor-made yokes. They were well-fitting. Taking on the yoke of Christ will fit you well, for he's freed you from the burden of your sins, the burden of your self-righteousness, and from the burden of having to fret over or be anxious about or to bear the burdens of daily life on your own shoulders. Instead, as you cast all your cares on him, he will bear your burdens with you and for you. And in doing so, will make you a fit instrument to help bear the burdens of others. Not by sparing you times of becoming weary and downcast, but by making them work together for your good and for the good of others. But you must ask him, and then let him. The story is told about a little boy who was helping his father with some yard work. His father asked him to pick up the rocks in a certain area of the yard. A few minutes later, as he looked over at his son, he saw the boy struggling to pick up a huge rock that was buried in the dirt. The little boy struggled and struggled while his father watched. Finally, the boy gave up and said, "I can't do it." His father asked, "Did you use all of your strength?" The little boy looked hurt and said, "Yes, sir, I used every ounce of strength I have." The father smiled and said, "No, you didn't. You didn't ask me for help." The father then walked over to the rock and pulled the big embedded rock out of the dirt. The little boy may have thought and hoped he had enough strength to move the big rock on his own, but he couldn't even make it budge. He needed help, help that was available, but he had to ask for it. And then he had to accept it and use it. There are plenty of rocks in your life as well, aren't there? Boulders which are way too big and embedded for you even to handle, much less to move. When you try to carry them on your own, it won't be long before they will wear you out, wear you down, and wipe you out. You need help. Help that is available only from your Father. Your Heavenly Father, who sent His only begotten Son into the world to be your sin bearer and burden bearer. So the next time you say to yourself, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" Do what the psalmist did and praise God. Turn your downcast into an upcast and praise Him. Praise Him for Jesus, whose yoke is easy and burden light. Ask Him for the help and strength you need and accept the help and strength He supplies. When your soul is weary and your heart downcast, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give way. You're not alone. But turn your eyes on Jesus, the one in whom there is strength for the weary, power to the powerless, hope for the hopeless, grace to the forlorn, companionship to the lonely, and encouragement to the burned out, stressed out, bummed out, worn out, and wiped out. With God as your Father, Christ as your Savior, and the Holy Spirit as your divine helper, you can carry on. And you too can say with the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Amen.